This goes to Dr. Alexander, that's Alexander Powell, P-O-W, E, it's actually Power, P-O-W-E-R. His fax is 989-775-1640. Regarding James, last name Timmer, T like Tom, I, M like Mary, M like Mary, E-R. Date of birth, April 11th, 1956. Dear Dr. Power, this is a consultation for Mr. Timmer, who was sent for evaluation of rapidly increasing creatinine levels and also with high potassium levels found in May of this year. The patient is asymptomatic currently. He does have a history of prostate carcinoma, and he did require a radical prostatectomy in 2018. There was no radiation or chemotherapy required, and PSA levels have been very low since the surgery was performed. There's been no known recurrence. He denies any headaches or dizziness, no syncopal episodes. He is a very active gentleman and is able to walk several miles a day with his wife for exercise. He did have a motorcycle accident in 2021, and they found a lesion when they did a CAT scan of his neck on the thyroid that was suspicious. And the biopsy revealed he had papillary thyroid carcinoma. So he underwent a complete thyroidectomy and has been doing well. He recently had a nuclear medicine scan, and no cancer was found after having the scan done. No chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. He feels as if he can empty his bladder completely. No cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, no history of kidney stones, no edema. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes, well controlled, hypothyroidism, surgically induced, prostate carcinoma. He's had a benign skin lesion on his nose that was surgically removed, papillary thyroid carcinoma, history of high potassium level, recently, hard of hearing, and gout. Past surgical history, he had a radical prostatectomy in 2018, colonoscopy in 2018. He had lumbar spine surgery, low back in 2000, and a complete thyroidectomy in October of 2021. Social history, the patient has never smoked cigarettes. He rarely uses alcohol and denies illicit drug use. He is married, he's a retired construction worker, and he lives with his wife. Family history is significant for lung cancer and leukemia. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, he's on Synthroid, 150 micrograms 6 days a week. Lisinopril is 20 milligrams daily. Allopurinol is 100 milligrams daily for at least the last 25 years. Metformin extended release is 500 milligrams twice a day. Toujeo, insulin, 35 units once daily. Jardiance is 10 milligrams daily, and that was started within the last 2 months. And he does not use oral, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, his height is 66 inches, weight 76, or 176 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 138 over 98. Pulse is 71. Oxygen saturation is 98% on room air. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Neck is supple. No jugular venous distension. No lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, flat, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema. Brisk capillary refill, 2+ pedal pulses bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies were done June 1st of 2023. He was found to have a potassium level of 5.8 when the office repeated labs at the end of May. And so he was sent to the ER to have that checked. When he arrived, the potassium level was 5.3 and the creatinine was 2.5. He was hydrated with IV fluid. The rechecked potassium was 5.2. and the creatinine level was 2.2, so it had improved. But the previous creatinine level, April 24th of 23, was 1.7. Estimated GFR was 44. The creatinine of 2.2 is 32. And the last creatinine level prior to 2023, we have one 11/30 of 2019. It was creatinine of 1.3 with estimated GFR of 56 at that point. And his white count is 5.9. That's June 1st. Hemoglobin 13.5. Normal platelets. Calcium is 9.3. Sodium 137. Carbon dioxide is 24. Liver enzymes are normal. And his microalbumin to creatinine ratio was done 4:24 of 23, slightly elevated at 53. Hemoglobin A1C is 7.2. And we don't have a recent kidney ultrasound or post-void bladder scan available. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease of unknown etiology with recent increase in creatinine levels. Two, hypertension, not at goal yet. We have asked the patient to monitor his blood pressure at home with the goal being 130 over 80 or less. He should avoid all oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drug use. We will schedule him for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan and renal artery Doppler duplex scans at the Mount Pleasant Health Park. And we're going to do labs this week and then monthly thereafter, and he will have a follow-up visit within the next 3 to 4 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.